Hello, good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy, and we're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Such as?
It's mostly about guns, sir. For example, the first question does ask if you are a legal resident of Ohio and over 18 years old.
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, sir. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Well, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership, sir? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Repeat that again.
Yes. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership, sir?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And moving on, well, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secured storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination of fingerprint or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or it's made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. So would you support or oppose, sir, a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored? Would you support or oppose that, sir?
Why would you own a gun if you had to go through all of that to get to it if you needed to protect your family?
Okay.
What am I supposed to say? Hang on, sir, before you shoot me, let me go to my gun safe and unlock it and get bullets and let me load my, now hang on, don't shoot yet. Let me get my bullet. Hang on, man. I got to get my safe unlocked.
Okay,
sir. Understand or hurt my life.
Your feedback is highly welcome.
How about keeping them up out of the reach of children? And you know, while you're on that subject, I grew up, we had guns all over our house, and they were loaded, and my dad taught us never to touch them, and guess what we never did? The kids that shoot themselves with guns are the ones that have never seen one. And then they see it, and they're wondering what it is.
I understand. Well, in that case, sir, your feedback is highly welcome. My question to you is, would you support or oppose, you know, a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Absolutely oppose.
Okay, no problem. Moving on, sir. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. Would you support or oppose a state law requirement that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearm among youth? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. Would you support or oppose a state law requirement that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Okay. And moving on, sir, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defined secure storage to include a lock safe? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Okay. What about a lock container or a case? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Okay. What about a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Okay. Moving on, sir. Thank you for your responses. Would you support or oppose a state law requirement that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Okay. What about a combination lock? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a biometric identifier such as the fingerprint?
Oppose.
Okay, sir. Moving on. Thank you for your responses. If a firearm is in a storage device such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded? You feel it should or should not?
Should not.
Okay, moving on. If a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or it's not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you feel that, yes, that's secure, or no, it's still not secure?
Repeat that question.
Sure. If a firearm is not locked, is not in a locked safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or it's not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Would you say yes, that's secure, or no, it's not secure?
Yes.
Yes, it's secure. Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely? Would you support or oppose that?
Just repeat that.
Sure. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely? Would you support or oppose that?
Should be taken away from them.
Oh, okay, sir. Well, which answer would you lean more towards? Would you say support or oppose that?
Support it.
Okay. And moving on quickly, thank you for your responses. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Would you support or oppose that?
Repeat that one more time.
Sure, no problem. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use a secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Okay, sir. And moving on, would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Would you support or oppose that, sir?
Repeat that one more time so I can get the language correct.
Sure, no problem. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Would you support or oppose that?
That's a tough one. I would have to say oppose.
Okay, no problem. Moving on quickly, thank you for your responses. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Okay. And moving on quickly, would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Would you support or oppose that?
It depends. So, I mean, in what application? You mean in other than hunting?
Mm-hmm. Well, the question does say if you would support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public.
Support.
Oh, support. Moving on, sir. Thank you for your responses. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Okay, sir. Would you say your age is 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
50 to 64.
no problem. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say it's white, black, African American, Hispanic, Asian?
White.
Okay. And even though I know the answer to this last question, sir, regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
We're not even allowed to ask you anymore. You got to ask me what I want to be referred as. I'm kidding. I'm so sick of that shit. I can't stand it. What do you want to be referred as? What do I look like? What the hell do you mean? What do you mean, what I want to be referred as?
That's okay, sir. Your feedback is...
I got a freaking goatee. I'm a man. I'm kidding. I'm a male.
No problem, sir.
I'm so damn sick of that. I can't stand it.
That's okay, sir. Thank you for your answers. Your feedback was so important. Have a nice day, sir. Thank you.
I know that wasn't part of it, but I had thrown some humor.
That's okay. Your feedback is welcome.
Are you a female, or what gender, or how should I refer to you as?
I feel like a female today, so yeah, I would be a female.
You sound one. I can't say bye, sweetheart, so I got to say
Take care, sir.
Bye, whatever. Take care.
Bye, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you. Bye.
You too.